He played through fevers and migraines. He played through crippling back pain, pulled muscles, sprained ankles. And once, the day after being hit in the head by an 80-mile-per-hour fastball, he suited up and played in Babe Ruth's hat because the swelling made it impossible to put on his own. For 2,130 consecutive games, Lou Gehrig played first base for the New York Yankees, a streak of physical stamina that stood for the next 5.5 decades. It was a feat of human endurance so long immortalized that it's easy to miss how incredible it actually was. The Major League Baseball regular season in those days was 152 games. Gehrig's Yankees went deep in the postseason nearly every year, reaching the World Series a remarkable 7 times. For 17 years, Gehrig played from April to October, without rest, at the highest level imaginable. In the offseason, players barnstormed and played in exhibition games, sometimes traveling as far away as Japan to do so. During his time with the Yankees, Gehrig played some 350 doubleheaders and traveled at least 200,000 miles across the country, mostly by train and bus. Yet he never missed a game. Not because he was never injured or sick, but because he was an iron horse of a man who refused to quit, who pushed through pain and physical limits that others would have used as an excuse. At some point, Gehrig's hands were x-rayed and stunned doctors found at least 17 healed fractures. Over the course of his career, he'd broken nearly every one of his fingers, and not only had it not slowed him down, but he'd failed to say a word about it. In another sense, he's almost unfairly famous for the streak, which overshadows the stats he accumulated along the way. His career batting average was an unbelievable 340, which he topped only when it counted, hitting 361 in his postseason career. And in two different World Series, he batted over 500. He hit 495 home runs, including 23 grand slams, a record that stood for more than 7 decades. In 1934, he became just the third player ever to win the MLB Triple Crown, leading the league in batting average, home runs, and RBIs. He's sixth all-time with 1,995 RBIs, making him effectively one of the greatest teammates in the history of the game. He was a 2-time MVP, 7-time All-Star, 6-time World Series champion, Hall of Famer, and the first player ever to have his number retired. While the streak started in earnest in June 1925 when Gehrig replaced Wally Pipp, a Yankees legend, in reality, his Herculean endurance could be seen at an early age. Born to German immigrants in New York in 1903, Gehrig was the only one of 4 children to survive infancy. He entered the world a whopping 14 pounds, and his mother's German cooking seems to have plumped him up from there. It was the teasing of school kids that first hardened the determination of the young boy, sending him to his father's German gymnastics club, where Gehrig began to develop the powerful lower body that later drove in so many runs. Not naturally coordinated, a boyhood friend once joked that Gehrig's body often behaved as if it were drunk. He wasn't a born athlete. He made himself one. Life as a poor immigrant was not easy. Gehrig's father was a drinker and a bit of a layabout. It's more than ironic to read of his father's chronic excuses and sick days. This example shamed Gehrig, inspiring him to turn dependability and toughness into non-negotiable assets. In a bit of foreshadowing, he never missed a day of school. Thankfully, his mother not only doted on him, she provided an incredible example of quiet work ethic as well. She worked as a cook. She worked as a laundress. She worked as a baker. She worked as a cleaning lady, hoping to provide her son a ticket to a better life.